Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. For those of you that thought you were going to be late, did you know you were going to be half an hour early? Yes. We are blessed to have two wonderful people, Corey and Carol, who have been madly trying to put everything together for the music this morning. And the Lord has used them. So praise the Lord. Our Father is so good. Let me read to you from Psalms 122 as we quiet in our hearts. I was glad when they said to me, "Come to the house of Adonai, let's go. Our feet were already standing at your gates, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, built as a city, fostering friendship and unity. The tribes have gone up there, the tribes of Adonai, as a witness to Israel, to give thanks to the name of Adonai. For there the thrones of justice were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the shalom, the peace of Yerushalayim. May those who love you prosper. May shalom be within your ramparts, prosperity in your palace. For the sake of my family and friends, I say, shalom be with you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, our God, I will seek your well-being." Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are in control of our lives. You are in control of everything that happens. You know the past, the present, the future. And Father, we rest within you, and we praise you and we thank you. Your word is going forward today, and I pray a blessing, Father, on Mission Fest and what is happening. We pray a blessing on Pastor Michael, and that, Father, people will see there is a need for Torah, getting back to your instructions for life. May they see past that word, law, and may they see past the word that has been put there, legalism. But may they rejoice, Father, in your precepts, because through your precepts, we develop proper concepts. And our concepts, Father, are what we build our faith upon through you, as long as they are established upon your foundations, Lord God Almighty. So be with us today. Once again, quiet in our spirits. Allow your spirit to speak to us. And Father, may you receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Yeshua, our beloved Savior's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I invite you to come forward and light the candles. And there shall come forth from the rod of stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Never forget, the menorah is a symbol of Israel's faith and also our unity in the Messiah. And shall we say together before we go into the praise and worship? I hereby join myself to the Master, Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the righteous one who is the bread of life and the true light, the source of eternal salvation for those who hear him. Like a branch which remains in the vine, so may I remain in him, just as he also remains in the Father and the Father in him, in order that they may remain in us. May the grace of the Master, Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the love of Jehovah, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abound with and in us. Amen. But the next song is There Is None Like You. And if you do know this song, please sing louder. Sing for two of you. Can we expand the screen?
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Your mercy flows like a river wide and healing comes from your head. Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you.
What a blessing. There is none like him. Did you see the snow that was falling in the screen? Isn't that exciting? It's so warm in here, and yet the snow is falling. Michelle and I got here this morning early, and as we were bringing bread in for the food bank, there was feathers falling, and I thought it was mercy drops falling from heaven. We looked up, and we saw there was a falcon, and it was having breakfast. Just in the pine tree over here. So the Lord provides for even the smallest of animals. He is so good. It is the Father's desire for us to be Jew and Gentile, one together in the Lord, one new man. So let us sing that song with confidence this morning.
Gentile one. so the world might believe. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love.
Anita, you are just praising the Lord. Someone in this room right now has a testimony of Yeshua's love with the Gentiles and the Jews together. I invite you to come forward, one person, to just give a short testimony of what the Lord has done recently in your heart with the Jews and the Gentiles.
I think that most of us understand who we are because we're here. But sometimes it's hard living in a world where you know that you are different from this world. And Tom and I were called a number of years ago to this path, but periodically, you know, you just kind of wonder, well, you know, am I in the last of the last days? And will I really see and live this prophecy? Jehovah God has been so wonderful with His Holy Spirit in bringing us teachers and teachings. And one of the latest teachings that was brought to us was by an Orthodox rabbi. And I should step back a little bit. This is about Ephraim and Judah. And one of the teachers that we followed for a number of years is leading a tour in November of this year. And he's leading it with an Orthodox Jew. He's Ephraim. He's Hebrew roots, this man, and he's leading it with an Orthodox Jew. And how he met this Orthodox Jew is this man was originally born in the United States, but made Aliyah about 6 years ago to Israel, and studied and became a tour guide, and went back and forth to the United States. So on one of his trips to the United States, this teacher that we have followed, one of them, and they met, and Mike introduced himself as Hebrew roots, and this chap introduced himself as an Orthodox Jew. And Mike said, well, what are you doing here? Like, he was going from church and assembly to church and assembly. And he said, I'm looking for Ephraim. And Mike said, what? He said, I'm looking for Ephraim. This is the time for Ephraim. But he said, I've been going to your churches and your assemblies. And he said, you're as mixed up as we are. He said, you argue about the new moon. You argue about the name of God, Hashem. He said, you know, I said, I just, my heart's here for you guys. And he said, I'm just confused about the timing, maybe. So then from this, we were brought to a book that we, Tom ordered, and we've just, we're finishing up. It was the hardest, most difficult book, honest to goodness, that I think we've read. We read it together. It's written by an Orthodox rabbi, too. And they're looking for Ephraim. They are actually preparing for Ephraim in Israel. they are Judah. They're our older brother. They grew up, of course, in rabbinic Judaism. They grew up, I think we all know and understand oral Torah from through Abraham. And then we understand written Torah when it was written at Sinai. And rabbinic Judaism has put fence laws around Torah to keep it holy. So this is where they're coming from. This is where Judah's coming from. And I know this was a real big struggle, still is in some respects for me, because I looked always at oral Torah, rabbinic oral Torah, as adding to God's law. And then, of course, I look at the church as taking away from God's law. However, I think maybe the Holy Spirit's having a bit of his way with me. He's softening me a little bit because Judah is my big brother. Judah has walked for 3,500 years carrying the Torah. God said the scepter will never leave Judah. Our Messiah is through the line of Judah. So there's a lot of work I need to do, and I'm counting on the Holy Spirit to help me through this, to really embrace and love Judah, because he's looking for Ephraim. They're expecting Ephraim. So I was taken to Isaiah 11, 12. He will hoist a banner for the Goyim, assemble the dispersed of Israel, and gather the scattered of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. Ephraim's jealousy will cease. That's us, okay, because we have been kind of jealous of this big brother. Those who harass Yehuda will be cut off. Ephraim will stop envying Yehuda, and Yehuda will stop provoking Ephraim. I mean, isn't this a family? I mean, really, you know, the older brother provoking the little guy, and, you know, and back and forth. I mean, this is a family, but God's going to put a hold on this. God's going to help us through this. God's going to help Ephraim not to be jealous of Judah anymore. And Judah's going to stop provoking us too. But it's in God's hands. It's in his word. It's done. It's a done deal. This is sealed. So we should all take heart, and we should actually be rejoicing and dancing and singing, because Ephraim is being drawn out of the nations. Ephraim, this will happen. Perhaps in my time, God willing, but certainly in the young people's time that I see along here, I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. So God bless each of us and help us with his word always. Protect us, keep us safe, and with open arms may we embrace Yehuda.
Thank you, Brenda, for such a timely response. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, these are the days of Elijah. You might think that song was written by Paul Wilbur, but it wasn't. I don't know if you know, but that song was actually written by Robin Mark years ago. And he had a vision, I believe it was Ezekiel 35 and 36 through 38. And he saw this coming together that Brenda just talked about. And we are in a very prophetic time. Praise the Lord. This is a time to rejoice and dance in fellowship with the Lord.
Riding on.
Hallelujah. I speak prophetically, but we will sing this song September 13th or the Shabbat right after that, because the year of Jubilee is upon us soon. Amen. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless You, praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, I worship His holy name.
Sing it, church.
Oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship Your holy name. Yeah.
worship your holy name.
Oh, it's so easy for us to praise and worship when the good times are going, but when it's tough, that's when the real praise and worship comes out, just like digging for oil. It's deep and it's rich. in the house of the God of Jacob.
From heaven let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, into the house of the God of Jacob. And the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. We will walk in his footsteps, and he will teach us his way. Far and wide, swords will be beaten into plowshares, and nations will not learn.